Australian Independent Radio News.
Hi there, Ray Johnson with another Sunshine Coast weather outlook for the rest of Sunday. It will remain mostly sunny and will experience light winds. Today's maximum temperature is expected to reach 22 degrees with an overnight minimum temperature of 9 degrees. Tomorrow we can expect another lovely sunny day with only light winds becoming north to northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres per hour during the evening. We'll have a maximum of 24 degrees with an overnight low of 10 degrees. Now we get ready to cross to Studio B as Greg McCosker presents our brand new unique hour at this time each Sunday, presenting Sunday Showcase.
Ladies and gentlemen, 104.9 Sunshine FM is proud to promote local talent here on the Sunshine Coast. With this edition of Sunday Showcase, here's your host, Greg McCosker.
Thanks very much. It's absolutely great to be back with you for another hour with a brand new show called Sunday Showcase here on your community radio station 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker and I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to present this show to you. I've been in and around the music industry for quite some time, and over that period of time I've worked with a lot of great artists. But since I moved up from Sydney to the Sunshine Coast a few years ago, I've been absolutely blown away by the amount of talent we have up here. So that's how Sunday Showcase was born. I'm really pleased that our programming committee here at Sunshine FM liked the idea of presenting some of this local talent to you. And it certainly is a great concept because there is so much talent here. There are a lot of venues playing live music on the coast, plus plenty of open mic venues. And in fact, I met our very first guest at an open mic night at Rick's Garage in Palmwoods a couple of months ago. She's a terrific young lady with an absolutely sensational voice, and she doesn't play guitar too badly either. She'll tell us a little bit behind the name, but her name is Sola, and I welcome her here to Sunday Showcase. Hi, Sola.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks, Sola, and how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
I must say it's an absolute privilege to have you in the studio here at Sunshine FM. I did see you play at Palmwoods a couple of months ago, and it really blew me away. You've obviously been around the music industry for quite some time. Can you firstly just tell us about your name? It's obviously just a little bit different.
It is different, yes. It's actually a Greek origin. It's spelled S-O-U-L-A, Sula, but I'd like play on the word. Because a lot of people pronounce it Sola.
Yeah, absolutely. Like me. I guess with a Greek name, you've obviously been influenced with some Greek music over the years. Would that be right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, growing up with Greek parents and family, a lot of Greek music. And I was pretty blown away by the bouzouki. So sort of adapt that into my music.
Oh, wow. And of course, being from a Greek family, I guess, have you always been on the Sunshine Coast or have you come from further south?
Yes, much further south, Melbourne, which I think they call it Mexico, I think.
It is, definitely. Well, tell us a little bit about your early music days. Has music always been a part of your life?
It has, actually. I was thinking about this the other day. I actually started writing songs when I was six, which is quite remarkable looking back at how good it actually was.
That's extraordinary.
It really is. And that's before I even picked up an instrument. Like, I just wrote songs, like, and I would mimic the drums and the bass with my mouth, or beatboxing, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I picked up a tennis racket and just, it felt like, you know, I just wanted to play an instrument. And I begged my family, like, I really want a guitar, but they're like, oh, we can't really afford it. So I just had to save all my pocket money and ended up buying my first guitar at the age of 10.
Well, it's not easy to tune a tennis racket.
It sounded horrible.
So you were 10 when you started playing guitar?
Yep, 10 years old.
Right. And did you have lessons or are you self-taught?
Self-taught.
Wonderful. Now, I understand that when you were younger, you had some difficulties when you were growing up. You might find this a little bit hard to talk about, but I guess they were pretty tough days for you as a child. Is that right?
They were, actually. And, you know, it is very hard to talk about it, but I guess the thing for me that I like to talk about is that it helped shape my music, and I think a lot of it inspired me. Without it, I don't know where I would be musically, and I, to be honest, that's how I coped. Like, you know, my parents would have like a big bust up, and I would just go into the bedroom and just play music to forget about it.
That obviously inspired some of your lyrics in your songwriting as well?
It did, yes.
So would I be right in thinking that that was the reasoning behind the lyrics in one of your songs, I'll Never Change?
I'll Never Change, yeah. The first line, I actually, it's not really funny, but it is. I say that I wish I could forget that New Year's Eve. It was a horrible New Year's Eve, and I hope my family don't ever listen to this, but my dad got really drunk, and he wanted my mum to watch him doing like backflips in the backyard, and she was too busy or washing dishes, and he decided he didn't like that, so he grabbed a knife or a fork and stabbed her in the leg with it.
Oh no.
But it was like, it sounds dramatic and all, but it is kind of upsetting, and I was only like 8 years old or something.
That would be terribly distressing.
It was, yeah.
But of course, being creative, all the experiences that you've had go into the lyrics in your songwriting. So look, what we might do is, rather than leave everyone guessing what you sound like, we're going to play that song that we mentioned earlier, which sounds absolutely terrific, and it's called I'll Never Change. Here's Sula, or Sola, with I'll Never Change.
My clothes to fit on and to be like
Well, that was just brilliant. That was my studio guest, Sola, with I'll Never Change, one of her own tracks. You're on our brand new show, Sunday Showcase, here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker, and I'll be back with more of Sola after this short break.
Get more done and have more fun in the all-new Subaru Forester at Crix Maroochydore. There's more features and more value than ever before. With symmetrical all-wheel drive and boxer engine, a 5-star ANCAP safety rating, petrol and diesel options, 3 years cap price servicing, and Cricky's famous 6-year warranty, you'll see why the Forester is Australia's most awarded SUV. Test drive the 2015 Forester today at Crix Subaru, Sugar Road, Maroochydore. You'll drive away happy. Station sponsor.
Your local Sunshine Coast newspaper, written for seniors by seniors, keeping you up to date with relevant local and national news that's important to you. There's health, travel, free classifieds, entertainment sections, crosswords competitions, and much more. If you're new to the coast, check the community notices and you'll find plenty of local seniors groups and associations to join. Look out for your award-winning Sunshine Coast Seniors newspaper, our sponsor, in the last week of each month at your local clubs, shopping centres, libraries, senior citizen centres, retirement villages and select chemists.
Are you one of the many people who have always wanted to sing in a chorus? Why not join SingSpire, a newly formed community choir for all voices, who meet weekly on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. The venue is the function room at the New Life Centre, 2 Mackenzie Road in Mumbai, next to the Nambour Christian College. Auditions are not required. For further information, phone 0401 270 476. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community, this is 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Welcome back. You're on Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My studio guest is Sola. Now, Sola, you were telling me that you were quite okay to play us some tracks live. Is that right? We'd certainly like to hear them.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you have anything particular in mind?
I do, actually. I have a song that I kind of wrote just as when I arrived in Queensland. It's about basically just getting in the car and sort of escaping your life and starting somewhere new.
Fantastic. Was that a while ago?
That I wrote the song?
Yeah.
It was only maybe 2 months ago.
Okay, well, this is Sola live in the studio with her song, This Is How We Roll.
Would somebody come save me, 'cause I'm about to lose my mind. Would somebody come save me, 'cause I'm about to lose my mind. It's alright, it's okay, as long as we leave here today. Grab my bags, load the car, and never look back, this is how we roll. Tell me why I'm struggling every day. I wish somebody would tell me why I'm struggling every day. It's alright, it's okay, as long as we leave here today. Pack my bags, load the car, and never look back, this is how we roll. Down any road.
live on down. Come on, take my hand, 'cause this is how we live on down. It's gonna be alright if we leave here. It's gonna be alright if we leave here tonight.
Fantastic, Solar. Just brilliant. Thanks so much. That was live. That was Solar in the studio playing live. We'll be back after this break. I'm Greg McCosker. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Hi, this is Rebecca from The Good Guys. Are you in the market for a new cooker or dishwasher? Come on down to The Good Guys and get a great deal today. Speak to one of our friendly sales staff for a great price. They can also arrange home installation of your new product hassle-free. Get in quick to The Good Guys, 220 Nicollin Way, Kiwana Waters, or check us out online at thegoodguys.com.au. Proud station sponsor.
Only at The Good Guys.
At Creeks Honda, they're keeping prices down. So get the low, low, low down with fantastic value on roomy new CR-V VTI Series 2 from just $27,990 drive away. HR-V Auto with multi-angle reverse camera from just $26,990 drive away. Or Zippy new Jazz, now available with an amazingly low weekly finance rate. It's so low, I can't tell you on the radio. So talk to the Creeks Honda team. And they all come with Cricky's famous six-year warranty. See Creeks Honda today on Maroochydore Road, Kunda Park. You'll drive away happy.
Our sponsor.
I'm with one of our great local artists here on the Sunshine Coast, Solar, or Sula, as she's often known. So, Solar, tell us, can we see you anywhere?
Yes, you can, actually. I'm playing at Soul Bar today at 4 p.m.
Oh, cool. That's soon.
That is very soon, yes. Oh, and I'm also playing at Marucci Surf Club on the 20th of August with Matt Stillett, who's another awesome local artist.
Oh, I saw Matt Stillett. He was opening the Black Sorrows at the Powerboat Club last week.
Isn't he amazing?
He is extraordinary. So you're on with him when?
Yeah, on the 20th of August. It's a Thursday, and it's an awesome event that the Marucci Surf Club do.
Now, Sola, there is a song that I heard of yours, and you have recorded it, and it's called Monster.
Yes.
She's a monster. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, actually, I do get asked a lot about this song. It's actually about a Melbourne local artist called Monica Waitman, and she's actually originally from Townsville. She basically wowed me on the guitar. She's like, when I was about 18 years old, I met her, and she just absolutely shreds the guitar. I was like, I didn't realize women could do it, you know, and it sort of gave me that motivation to do it myself. So I wrote this song about her, about basically, yeah, she's a monster. Like, it's just, again, it's a play on words. So
yeah, monster.
Monster, absolutely. Yeah. But she really is amazing. Like, if anyone wanted to check her out.
So she had a real influence on you, obviously.
She really did, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, let's play that track. She's a monster.
She lives next door. Did you ever know that she's got rhythm, she's got soul, she's got melodies to soothe your soul, she's gotta go solo, she's really gotta go solo, she's gotta go solo. She's gotta go solo, she's gotta go solo.
Solo, as I said before, it's an absolute privilege to have you here in the studio at 104.9 Sunshine FM. Love your music. Would like to play another song of yours before you go. You want to tell us a little bit about this song? It's called Lovers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's actually inspired by my ex-partners and mentored by the great Joe Dolce, who sort of gave me some motivation on some of the verses. And he said something amazing to me. He always said to me, if you need to tell people what the song is about, then you haven't written the song right.
Exactly. I totally get that.
So I just believe that the song speaks for itself.
Yeah, I bet it does. We'll let our listeners decide about that. Here's Sola with Lovers.
Don't judge
That was our local guest artist, Sola, with Lovers. And Sola, our time is done, which is extremely sad.
It is very sad.
But we will get you back one day because there is so much of your music. But if you want to hear Sola, or if indeed if you want to book Sola to play at a venue or a gig, you can get in touch with her through the radio station here at 104.9 Sunshine FM. Sola, thank you so much for your time. Really enjoyed listening to you and your music, and we'll see you back here very soon. You're on 104.9 Sunshine FM. I'm Greg McCosker, and I'll be back with another local artist and a change of pace after the break.
The Caloundra RSL is a multi-award-winning social venue offering several restaurants, cafes and bars catering to all tastes and occasions, including casual, family and intimate dining. There's free daily entertainment, members benefits, kids club, meal deals and free courtesy bus. There is something for everyone. August highlights include ABBA Live, the Janis Joplin Tribute Show, Dean Vegas Australian Elvis Show and the Buddy Holly Show. Check out the website caloundrarsl.com.au for details. Caloundra RSL, more than a club. Station sponsor.
Create a brighter future for people with blood cancer during the Leukemia Foundation's Light the Night event. This October, gather with family and friends at home or at a special location to light a lantern. Gold to remember someone, white for your own journey, or blue to show you care. The money you raise will lift many hearts as Australia unites to walk in hope for a future free of blood cancer. Learn about hosting your own event this October at lightthenight.org.au or call 1800 500 088.
104.9 Sunshine FM.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Greg McCosker and you're on Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. I have another local artist with me now, a great young singer by the name of Adrian J. Thomas, and he's with me here in the studio. Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Greg. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and I'm very grateful that you've come in and had a chat to us. Now, you're a local boy, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And where's your neck of the woods?
My neck of the woods, just around Coolum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I believe you are obviously very passionate about your music.
Oh, always. I have been for a very long time, you know, since I was little.
Fantastic. And you write?
Yeah, I write all my songs, including the one that's going to be played here today.
Fantastic. And are you playing gigs around the place? Or?
Not at the moment, no. I mean, I'd really like to, but, you know, until I find some people that can back me up to have some session plays with me, it's a bit hard to. So for the meantime, just radio at the moment.
Yeah. Well, there just might be some a band out there that's looking for a great lead singer. Now, you've written the song we're going to play, which is, I believe, called Back from the Grave. Is that right?
That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about where that came from?
Sure. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, where's my inspiration come from? But it doesn't really come from any particular place. But the song itself is really about a girl who lives a secret life. And it's only until somebody, you know, shows her that they really do love her and care about her that she really can be brought out of that secret life that she's living and really know what it's like to live for real.
Fantastic. Okay, and did you write this a while ago or was it a new one?
The first demo that I'd done of the song was late last year sometime, but I didn't record it until this year.
Right, okay. Well, look, what we might do is actually have a listen to your song. And as I say, I'm really grateful that you've come in and had a chat to us. And there's so much talent here up on the coast, and it's wonderful to talk to you and to experience your writing and your recording. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more of you to come in the future, and we look forward to hearing more of you.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Greg.
That's a pleasure. And this is Adrian J. Thomas, and his track is called Back from the Grave.
Darkness. You need someone to get you. up, she feels a hand reaching out to caress her, impress her, show what life's all about. You've never known how to live like this before. Someone telling you, telling you you're beautiful. It's like you've been brought back to life from the grave. You're gonna live a better day. Oh yeah. A better day. Oh yeah. She walks on the street. It's 10:25. She sees some friends and they don't recognize. The girl, where have you been? We heard you left your place on the sidewalk. Now there's an empty space. 200 feet up, there's no stopping her now. Nobody's gonna pull her down, she's too far off the ground. Through the clarity, she feels her hand reaching out to caress her, impress her, show her what life's all. Telling you you're beautiful. It's like you've been brought back to life from the grave. And that hand you hold always makes you feel so safe. You're gonna live a better day. Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase. I'm Greg McCosker and you're on 104.9 Sunshine FM. Look, I'm really privileged to have a group of fellas in the studio now. They're known collectively as the Strangest Dreamers and individually as John Brown, Jim Dowling and Pat Craigie. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, Greg.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Now, look, I think you fellas are pretty well known on the coast. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, fairly in certain circles, yeah.
We're kind of a well-known secret.
You can't sell a secret, so we'll give it a shot here.
Good on you, Craig.
John, if I could just start with you. Just tell us a little bit behind the name. Actually, when I heard The Strangest Dreamers, I did think of that song last night. I had The Strangest Dream, and that's where it came from. Is that right?
That's exactly it.
Pat would know more about it.
Yeah, Pat's really the one who pulled the origins out of the hat.
So. Okay.
Yes, well, we had another name, and we were another group of people, actually. I was lying in bed one morning thinking of a name, and I was going over it with my lady who was lying with me. And
this is a community radio station.
Hold on there.
She's my partner, and we were just having a cup of tea in bed.
Ideas person.
And so we were thinking, we thought of all these names. I can't remember what kind of. And I thought of The Strangest Dreamers. She said, no, that's terrible. That's a terrible name. And then I thought of something else. And then she said, hang on, go back to that one. And I thought, oh, yeah, that is a great name. And it is based on that song because it's one of our favourite songs. It's a song about world peace.
Absolutely.
And written by Ed McCurdy. And it's been sung by many, many, many people. And really, our band reflects that. That desire of love, more love and more peace in the world, you know.
Well, that's actually quite amazing because 4 years ago I produced an album called Peace in Our Time, and that song was on it, sung by Anya Nissen, who won The Voice last year. So as soon as I heard the name The Strangest Dreamers, I thought, that's where it's come from.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, that's fantastic. And, okay, so how long have you guys been together?
Getting up to 4 years.
Yeah, I went back down to Melbourne for a couple of years, but I came back again. But anyway,
it's Kim tried to escape the dream.
The second coming. Yeah.
Went back to Melbourne. Froze.
What am I doing back down here? I should be up at the coast.
So you're from Melbourne originally. Yeah. And what about you, fellas? You?
Oh, I'm from Sydney. I've been up here since before 2000, but I only lived up here in the 80s and the 90s at various stages.
Yeah, and John, you?
Yeah, my family are New South Wales based. Well, Blue Mountains, actually.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm from Sydney, so the coast seems to just have immigrants.
Bohemian immigrants.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't seem to help the state of origin, does it?
Well, Woody, the harmonica player, he comes from Adelaide, so.
I'm not talking about the state of origin here. I'm the station manager here. Okay, look, it's fabulous to have you guys here. I'll talk a little bit more to you in a moment, but you've been very kind to actually play a couple of tracks live. I've got a couple of recorded tracks here as well, but we might kick off with one of your live tracks. Are you happy to do something live?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And I think the first track is called Palm of Your Hand?
That's right.
Okay. This is The Strangest Dreamers with Palm of Your Hand.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Take my life in the palm of your hand. We'll go dance to a river band and leave our coats laughing on the shore. You tell me things that I don't know. You feel my heart and you feel my soul, and I can hear you knocking on the door. Sometimes the weather is gonna be a little rough, but these sails, they're gonna be tough enough. I've been cold and losing time, I'm just about lose my mind. Get on board and sing a song. Spin my dreams and bend the light. I've been wrapped in your sea of mind. All I gotta do is keep on holding on. Sometimes the weather is gonna be a little rough, but these sails, they're gonna be tough enough. Sometimes the weather is gonna be a little rough, but these sails, they're gonna be tough enough. You spin my dreams and bend the light. I'll be right to
guys, that was just sensational. That was The Strangest Dreamers with Palm of Your Hand here live in the studio at 104.9 Sunshine FM. And I'm with John Brown, Jim Dowling, Pat Craigie, and I believe there's a couple of other guys that aren't here.
Yes, Woody.
Yeah, Woody.
Is he a harmonica player?
No, Woody's working. He's a plumber.
Hi, Woody.
G'day, Woody.
Is that his first name or his last name?
Oh, his name is Brenton. Brenton Woodman. So he's known as Woody. And cool. he's a great deal of fun as well as being a fantastic harmonica player.
Absolutely.
But he's helping to bring the Sunshine Coast Hospital to everyone. He's a plumber down there during his
is that right?
His working life.
And another fella?
Tom Nielsen, keyboard and piano accordion player.
Currently counting bats.
If you don't count piano accordions as keyboards, I suppose.
He's counting bats.
Yeah. That's great. Well, so there's five of you all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so do we get to see you around the coast? Have you got something coming up? Or?
Well, we just played at Finbar's
on
Friday night in Mullaney, and he's got us booked in there regularly.
Very good.
And before that, a little while before, we played Soul Bar and we played a few of the other local
played venues. Quite regularly at the Soul Bar on a Sunday.
And I do believe you got the Mullaney Music Weekend.
That's right.
Correct.
That's cool.
Coming up the 28th, 29th and 30th of August at Mullaney Showground.
Mm. That's worthwhile going to. Yeah. Actually, Sunshine FM will probably be up there that weekend.
Oh, great. Well, hope to see you there, Greg.
Yeah. That might be me.
Oh, good.
And I'll find someone else to come with me. Okay, that's great, fellas. We might just have a listen to another live track, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great. And I think you were telling me The Other Side of Love.
That's it.
Yeah, The Other Side of Love.
What is The Other Side of Love?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question, because somebody came up to me and said, of course, the other side of love is hate.
Right.
But...
Let's not go there.
as love is a multi-dimensional experience.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Well, it's a multi-dimensional experience. The other side of love is also multi-dimensional and doesn't necessarily include hate.
Okay, well, with you fellas, this is going to be three-dimensional, and it's called The Other Side of Love, and let's have a listen to that track, and you're going to play that live right now.
It was not my joy, floating on a cloud. It became too loud. You used to care for me. Now you don't feel for me. You were so dear to me. But now we're on the other side of the just to hold you near, like we used to do. But we're on the other side of love, the other side of love. When our love was near, we couldn't part. We two standing in the rain. Now you say you still love me, but things aren't like they used to be. You wanna be friends with me, oh no. But now we're on the other side of love, where there's only heartbreak and tears. You know I give you my life just to hold. Side of love, the other side of love.
But now we're on the other side, where there's only heartbreak and tears. You know I give you my life just to hold you near, like we used to do. But we're on the other side of love, the other side. The other side of love, the other side of love,
the other side of love. Oopsie. Guys, that was just sensational. That was the Strangest Dreamers, and that was a live track, The Other Side of Love. Now, guys, we'd like to know a little bit about your music. So tell us about genre and style and all those sorts of things. Can you sort of fill us in?
My background of inspirations and influences would be Bob Dylan, Van Morrison.
Oh, wow.
The Beatles and things. I mean, that was my... yeah. I reckon the music you hear when you're 15... Mm. It was always
it sticks
to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dylan and the Beatles and Van Morrison later on, you know.
Yeah.
So I like a diversity of styles.
Yeah.
But we also met in the blues club too, so there's a very strong connection with the blues.
Yeah, well, Dylan's blues.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
John Mayall, things like that.
We might have to get you back on Undercover Blues on Thursday night.
Mm. Sure. We'd be happy to do that.
And Bob Rafe would be too.
Make sure we bring Woody on the harmonica.
So you're definitely not a covers band. You play a lot of original material.
Yeah, we do a few covers. Yeah.
Probably about 80% of a night. We're doing either Jim songs or my songs. We do some really old songs that people might not be familiar with or might... might not have heard for a long time.
I'm probably familiar with them, if they're old.
You know, songs like Made Me a Pallet on the Floor, you know, comes from the 1890s. And,
New Orleans.
New Orleans, jazz.
And, fantastic.
Good night, Irene.
Fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. Look, these guys are certainly worth listening to. Keep an eye out for them on the coast. The Strangest Dreamers, absolutely fantastic. Guys, it's been a real pleasure to have you here today. This is our brand new show. This is the first one, and it's very cool to have you guys on. We're going to play some more of your music. These are actually recorded tracks, and happy to do that. And so we might leave it there. I'm with John Brown, Jim Dowling, Pat Craigie from The Strangest Dreamers, and we've actually probably only got time for one more track, so we might just play Can't Eat Money. So this is The Strangest Dreamers with Can't Eat Money. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Tree has died, and information you can't hide, and you're looking for a better ride. Maybe then we will realize.
Can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money.
When the last river is poison, and the winds cease their caution, a hungry man might find a portion. Till then, we've been down here stalling.
Can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money. Money,
factors at work and play. No greater hunger to cause shame. Mother Nature has a way. When the last fish is caught, and the fisherman can't be sought, and supermarkets are filled with talk, and the world is an empty ball. Can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money, can't eat money. Information you can't hide, and you're looking for a better ride, and maybe then we will realize. Can't eat money, 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 can't eat money.
Sunshine FM.